the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, here we are.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a
boy. Back in the woods. We're not in the woods, actually. We're in small town America. And we are surviving, as are all you other country folks out there. In the greatest nation ever created on the face of the earth, America. And we have the greatest president we've ever had in Donald Trump. And we got the greatest audience anybody's ever had in you. So welcome to the show. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso. Maybe not the greatest host in history. But I'll have to do until the real thing comes along. The date today is March 31st, 2020, and we're together for 1 hour here briefly on a Tuesday night, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., skip Saturday, come back at you 4 to 6 p.m. Sundays. Love having all of you here in this audience, including you TalkStream livers out there. And you can call in. 800-313-9443. And we've had great calls. You know, really great callers have been coming out of the woodwork. So keep coming out of the woodwork, all you really great callers out there. Some really brilliant people, and they know what they're talking about. They really add to the show. So have at it. You've got a big audience here, and they know how good you are. And they'd love to hear the points that you have to make. Well, let's see. What do we talk about vis-a-vis the Trump phenomenon? How would we say it in France? I used to live in France. Phénomène de Trump. Of course, we'll talk about the virus, the China virus. And I'll start off my repartee on the China virus with saying that I'm seeing things that I thought I was hoping that we would see, and I think we are seeing them in the trajectory of the China virus through our nations. So we'll start out with that, and then go wherever you folks want to go, talking about the latest Trump news. All right, so let's start right there. Why do I think I'm seeing things I was hoping for, that I thought I saw? The first two nations to show this were, Spain. Spain was one of the early ones. South Korea was the first that showed that the China virus has a nature, it has a trajectory, it has a pattern to it. It's not a killer. It's going to kill millions of us, and it's just not going to stop killing. Once it gets started, who knows where it's going to go? It'll just keep killing. No, it doesn't. It's a virus, like all the other viruses that you've ever seen pass through your life. It has a season, then sort of as quickly as it came on, it goes away throughout the whole population, and it's gone. Then you face another virus next flu season, which may be a mutation of the one you faced the prior year. All right, so the pattern that I saw was 17 days from onset of significant numbers. I'm not talking from case one. That first day where the number of detected cases went up all of a sudden. And then begins a very steep upward curve that I see as lasting 17 days. I might call this the 17-day virus, but I like China virus better. Well, I've got nation after nation. South Korea showed that pattern. Spain showed that pattern. And now I'm going to give you a list of nations which have gone up for 17 days. And now the roller coaster, you know, up to the top of the, up to the very tippity top. And then, yeah, the roller coaster comes down. The coaster is coming down in, and I'll just give you this nations, just rattle them off real quickly here. The Netherlands, Italy, Spain, France, the UK, Switzerland, South Korea, Belgium, and, of course, China. And there are others, but those right off the top, those are all illustrating this. Let me break it down into the details. Other nations, you're still in the roller coaster, ladies and gentlemen, and it's still going up. And everybody's grabbing onto your safety bar, and everybody's scared. What's the sound that a roller coaster makes going up here? Hang on, I'll have that for you in a second. The roller coaster's going up still for us here in the United States. It's going up still in Canada. But here's what I'm going to propose, and let's see if this turns out to be accurate. I'm proposing that in the next few days, the coaster is going to start going down. Why? Because we in the U.S. are at day 17 of the uphill ride. And our Canadian cousins are also at day 17. So let's look for it. Maybe tomorrow? Huh? Wouldn't that be neat? If the total number, new cases. That's the number I'm tracking. New cases. If the new cases report goes down. Now, I wish somebody had a site out there that listed new deaths. I don't have that. Because that's a hard number. Harder. The cases is a rubbery number because it can be wildly affected by how much testing is going on in any particular nation. You could have a nation, here I'll just give you the ridiculous reductio ad absurdum argument, but it's not ridiculous. Suppose you had a nation of 1 million people in which every single person were tested. And let's say the penetration into the population of the virus was 20%. Well, you'd have 200 million people who, quote unquote, are sick or have the disease, although they're just positive for the virus. So you have 200,000 people in that nation of a million. And then you have another nation of a million where they just don't do the testing thing. They just don't test. They just wave that off. I mean, there really is no overriding need to test. Testing does what? So the like taking your temperature every 5 minutes. What good is that? So there's another nation of a million that doesn't do a single test. And they also have 20% penetration into their population of the disease. But the reported cases is not going to be 200,000 like nation number A. In nation B, the reported cases will simply be the number of people who showed up in a hospital in serious condition. And if the Let's say out of the people who test positive for the illness, only 1% get into serious condition. Well, out of 200,000 in that nation of a million, 1% would mean 2,000 people. So nation A and nation B both had exactly the same number of people who got the virus, 200,000, 20%. Nation A shows an alarming-looking number of 200,000 cases, and Nation B shows a not-alarming number of 2,000 cases. But actually, the disease progression in both nations has been identical. But in both nations, let's say 2,000 get in serious condition, 1%, but let's say one-tenth of that actually die. That would be 200 people. In both nations, 200 people would have died. That is one-tenth of 1%. of those who contract the disease, who test positive. And there you have it. So that death number is the one I'm more interested in. But anyway, let's watch tomorrow. Let's see if, since the U.S. is now going ape on testing, and all kinds of new testing kits are coming out, including brilliant ones, Abbott Laboratories, my goodness, do they put laboratories in their name anymore? But Abbott, the pharmaceutical company, Abbott has developed this test that apparently can give you a result in some number of minutes. Brilliant. And they did this at the urging, the behest, the prompting of big bad Donald John Trump. And this is a revolutionary thing. Nothing like this has ever existed before. And they're going to put out millions of these tests. If they're inexpensive enough, I'd like to buy one and just for the heck of it, see if I might be, I and anybody in my family, you listening to me, you might test positive right now, but you feel fine. I suspect that every year, a large number of us have every year gotten exposed to that year's virus. The virus, our immune system reacted to the virus, that has had an immune response and developed an antigen for the virus, which now shows up in our blood. And we never knew it. For some people, they might have, like they were totally asymptomatic. Or have you ever had that experience where you think, you go, ah, oh, man, I feel a little bit off. I thought I felt a little bit of a tickle in my throat. Ah, my nose. You know, yeah, we all have that feeling. It's just like something's off. Something's weird. There's something going on in my nasal cavity or cavities. There's something, you know, I feel something. Well, what that may very well be, folks, throughout our lives, is that's your immune system cranking up, detecting an invader, an illegal alien. Yeah, surrounding the illegal alien, apprehending it, and developing a defense, and then shutting down the invasion, stopping the proliferation of the virus particles. The brilliant, brilliant chemistry laboratory in your body, the immune system, which we could never invent or develop. It's simply the miracle of the human body, the things that go on. We're just now finding out things. And the more we find out, the more we find out that we haven't found out yet. And the more miraculous, every good scientist says this and feels this, every good scientist, how wonderful science is, how amazing real intellectual, real learning is. Anyway, and that's something we developed here in our Western world, the Western civilization the president refers to so often in his speech making and his pronouncements on what his mission is, what his goal is, what our goal is. The question is, as he asked in Krasinski Square, in Poland, in Warsaw, in July, I think of 2017, when he said, the question is, do we have the will to defend our civilization? That's it. And of course, that certainly applies now. He didn't know he'd be talking about a battle, this flu battle that's going on now, but that's an example. Do we have the will to defend our civilization intelligently without wrecking it? So there you go. So those nations, let me just give you more detail now. Okay, the Netherlands, they had a 17-day rise. They've had a 3-day fall. Gee, I left this out. I'm looking at it with my eyes, and you don't get to see it, so you don't know what I'm talking about. The Netherlands had a 17-day rise in total cases. They now have had 3 days of decline. In other words, they're getting better. You ever had that feeling when you had a cold or something? You know when it's getting worse, and then you know when somebody might ask you, how are you doing? I got a cold. Well, are you getting better? Or, you know, are you? I'm on the mend. It's getting better. You can tell when it's getting better. Okay, the Netherlands has been getting better for 3 days. Italy's been getting better for 9 days. Spain for 5 days, France for 2 days, the UK for 3 days, Switzerland for 7 days, their new cases have been dropping in number. South Korea has been getting better for 27 days. Canada, zero. Canada has not yet come over the top of the roller coaster. The U.S., zero. We're at 17, as is Canada. Belgium has had 2 days of getting better. And China has had 17 days of getting, 17 days of getting better after 17 days of getting worse. And then after that, they had 29 days more of basically nothing. Not just getting better, just nothing, no disease. So, and China was first. Thank you. Also, thank you, China. Thank you very much for coronavirus. Thank you for screwing all of us. Thank you for lying to us. Thank you for weaponizing your virus epidemic. Thank you very much. Thank you for continuing to lie to us. So they got it going. Italy got on the China virus train. South Korea got on second of these nations I've listed. So they've had the most days of recovery. Italy got on third, and they have the third most days of recovery. And on down the list, Spain was like 4 days behind Italy. And this all happens so fast that a matter of days counts. Remember, this is actually really, the first U.S. death was only like a couple days more than a month ago. So, all good. All good. So that's my report there on the China virus. And Donald Trump is doing a magnificent job with his daily briefings. And the public is loving it. His numbers are showing it. And I'm feeling much better now, even though the economy is in bad shape. Because everything's shut down. I mean, the economy's in great shape. The president had a rocket ship of an economy. And underneath all of this, that rocket ship is there. We're still on that rocket ship. Just the motor got turned off. It's all there. It's just somebody flicked off the igniter. And so now we're in free flight. We're not free fall. The economy is not broken. And then everybody in America is now awaiting their check they're going to get in their bank account or in the mail of the stimulus package. And that's going to be fun, interesting way to address this. And I'm not all that torqued out about it. I'm not worried at all because you're getting your taxes back early. That's your money, Mr. and Mrs. America, coming back to you. And you need it right now. So brilliant, brilliant move by Donald Trump. He thought of this. It's a brilliant move. All righty. Let me go to my, let me just take a look at my caller board here. And if I can find it, it's going to appear on my screen here any second. Yes, there you go, Kelso. There it is. 800-313-9443. Let's take a look at the headlines at Breitbart. I love these, by the way, these two hospital ships at the present. This is a first. Never been done before. The Mercy and the Hope. These two magnificent ships. 70,000 tons each. Wow. That's aircraft carrier. Battleship class. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Breathe their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And what is going down? I saw a headline here during the break. The state of Washington is reporting reduced admissions to its hospitals this week. What? Remember, that's where, at the onset of the American China virus, the big deal was there in Kirkland, Washington, at a single old folks home, hospice, various terms for it, place where really old people in pretty bad shape spend their last days, to be blunt as to what they are. And the then from there there was a fast onset of flu in Washington state, and now here's the latest report: reduced admissions to Washington hospitals. Excellent. The medical directors in Washington report they have plenty of equipment, all the equipment they need, and they have empty hospital rooms. Wow. Hey, put that in your pipe and smoke it, Chris Cuomo and Jim Acosta and Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer. Hey, the sky's not falling. The curve is going back down. And where is it going down? Where do we first notice reduced admissions? Aha! That part of the United States which first experienced the virus. The virus appears to have a pattern. And as the president said, he used as the virus washes through our population. I think that's an apt image there. It's a process. It's a cycle. It's a curve. It's not an indefinite, unknown, mysterious, oh God, what's happening? Who knows what's going to happen? No, it's not. It's a predictable course of illness and a particular epidemiology. And it doesn't look to be that much worse. It's better than some that we've had in the past, and not that much worse than others. All of it being turned into a panic attack and hysteria by the media, and the president accused Jim Acosta yesterday, made that exact point, that Jim Acosta and all the other pukes of the media are trying to create hysteria to batter the economy. Like this whole idea of shutting the whole country down, shutting everything down, social distancing. Oh, come on. Are we going to do this now? If that is our new religion, next year when we have a flu epidemic, as we do every year, question, open question. Are we going to shut down the entire economy in 12 months for the next epidemic? And then do that again the following year, and this now becomes an annual, instead of Christmas or Easter, let's just have virus shutdown. And of course, you can't do that. The answer to that question is no, we're not going to do that. We haven't done it for thousands of years past. How many years do you think we've had virus epidemics among our population? While you're thinking of the answer. Forever is the answer. The viruses were probably here before we were. They were happy to see us when we arrived. They are a biological entity that feeds off of us, parasitizes us, makes us part of their life cycle. And they're trying to survive just as we are. And we're trying to beat the hell out of them just as they're feeding off of us. That's what your immune system is. That's why that amazing creation evolved. That amazing immune system, those who didn't develop that immune system didn't make it. They're gone. And you, listening to me right now, you are a miracle. You are a wonder. You are a phenomenon. You're able to take those nasty viruses and beat the hell out of them with your antigens. You and your antigens win over those pathogens. That's why you're alive. Good job. Well done. You don't need to social distance. You don't need to shut your businesses down. But this is going to work out okay. I'll return to that theme of the silver lining in the gray cloud right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
As I told you in an earlier show, as I look up, what I hate is seeing a quarter of a million communist Chinese engineering students in our American universities sucking the guts out of our institutions, our science, our knowledge, our industry. Donald Trump is going to need a certain number of years to get as much of this done as possible, and then to have created a movement so that others can take the torch for him to complete the task, which has taken half a century to screw our country. It's going to take a few years to fix it. And Donald Trump, you know, with all this going on, let's go to Donald Trump's Twitter account. This amazing man is able to do so much. Listen to these tweets that he's putting out. He's thinking it right in the middle of all this. Here's, listen to this. Let's see here. The president retweets somebody who said this: Donald Trump donated his salary to fight the virus. Nancy Pelosi asked for a raise. This is all you really need to know. Pretty good. He says, Don, this is the president himself tweeting, I watched a portion of low-rated, very low-rated Morning Psycho Joe this morning. I love that. Morning Psycho Joe. And he is. He is a psycho. This morning, in order to see what Nancy Pelosi had to say and what moves she was planning to further hurt our country. Oh, God, that's good. What moves she was planning to further hurt our country. I mean, how does he come up with such brilliant, decisive description? He says, actually, other than her usual complaining that I'm a terrible person. Okay, let's go to the next one. He said, now, this is the amazing Donald Trump. Looking for opportunity. He's seeing opportunity at this moment. Talk about silver lining. He says, with interest rates for the United States being at zero, the Federal Reserve just lowered them to zero, which means lots of capital is available. Lots of money there for investment. This is the time to do our decades-long awaited infrastructure bill. It should be very big and bold. $2 trillion. That's double what people have talked about heretofore. And be focused solely on jobs and rebuilding the once great infrastructure of our country. Nice, huh? He says, now he gets down to the detail, the fine grain. He's going to talk about your car. Great news. He tweeted this 5 hours ago today. He's talking about your car and your next car. And he's going to make your next car a better car. Great news. American families will now be able to buy safer, more affordable, and environmentally friendly cars with our new safe vehicles rule. See, he's setting rules. He can do that without Nancy Pelosi's signature. He can do things as president. He can set rules. He can run agencies. Get rid of those old, unsafe clunkers. Build better and safer American cars and create American jobs. Buy American. He says, my administration is helping U.S. auto workers by replacing the failed Obama emissions rule. Impossible to satisfy its Green New Deal standard. Lots of unnecessary and expensive penalties to car buyers. My proposal to the politically correct automobile companies, see, they're cowards. Politically correct. They're bowing and scraping to the Obamaites and the Pelosis of the world and the Schumers. Stop it, you guys. Get with it. Listen to your president. My proposal to the politically correct automobile companies would lower the average price of a car to consumers by more than $3,500. He can put a price tag on it. This is a businessman. He knows how to do a spreadsheet. $3,500, while at the same time making the cars substantially safer. Engines would run smoother. You know all that crap that's on your engine now? Put on there by Obama and Clinton and even the Bushes. Defeating your own engine. The positive impact on the environment from these engines. Foolish executives, he says. Let's see here. Come up here a little bit more. He says, well, those are pretty recent tweets. And he now has, by the way, 75, I haven't updated this recently, 75.6 million followers on Twitter. And let us all hope and pray the day will come soon when the president isn't can leave Twitter, tell them to go to hell, leave Facebook, and put all this wonderful communicating he's doing on a new, brand new, built from the ground up, Patriot social media, TV, video, everything. It's going to happen. All right, let's take a call here from Richard in Austin, one of our favorites. Hi, Richard. Come in, Richard.
Am I coming through?
Yes, this is ground control. Ground control to Major Richard.
Yeah, I'll be quick. I'm delivering pizzas. We're hot out here. Yeah, Dr. Deagle, he used to be an affiliate of RBN. He's been putting forth an instant cure, literally instant, for any corona. There's multiple versions, and he's been presenting his cures, but none of the other radio stations are picking it up. It's just a simple solution. You know, every life form has a electrical frequency, and he has machines that can tap into the coronavirus frequencies, and he can just fly over large areas and just hit those coronaviruses or any other virus. It's just all a matter of tapping into their frequency, just like you was tuning into a radio station. First you get static, and then as you line up with that station, it's basically the same thing, and you can zap those coronaviruses and all the other viruses. He's been presenting it on his station for weeks now, but nobody else to talk about it. Those are the cures, and he's got other cures.
Speaking of Richard, as always, thank you for calling in there from Austin. Here's an exciting bit of stuff that's in the news, where our man, President Trump, appears that he may have really noticed something, and I mispronounced it in the show yesterday. Hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine. Did you ever go to Vietnam, Richard?
No, but I have friends that went, and that's why I'm so active now, because I'm watching it repeat.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't know why I should ask you that. I'm sorry, but folks, the reason I was asking was that apparently I didn't go to Vietnam, but apparently our men who went to Vietnam, almost all of them were administered hydroxychloroquine, and that is an anti-malarial drug. And I guess in the jungles of Vietnam, malaria is something you expect all the troops to be exposed to. So you want them to go there with some little bit of bulletproofing against malaria, and hydroxychloroquine provided that to our troops. So it proved itself to be very safe. We sent millions of men to Vietnam. So anyway, it turns out this very safe drug is out there. It's available in large quantities. And Donald Trump looked at some research. What a brilliant man. I mean, he actually, you know, he reads the papers, reads the medical, research. And he was very impressed with this hydroxychloroquine administered by some doctors to people with the Chinese virus. And they had what appeared initially to be spectacularly good results. So now, and there's another, apparently hydroxychloroquine in combination with a particular antibiotic, the name of which I forget. Maybe one of you callers out there can remind me what the accompanying antibiotic is. But you administer the two drugs together, and in tandem, they seem to be, Richard, the potential here is it's a knockout on the Chinese virus. So that's, thank you for mentioning Dr. Deagle, but this is one I know much more about, and it's in the news, and it appears to be that Donald Trump may have hit the nail right on the head with this, and the pukes of the fake news media are really going to look even crappier than they look already, because they were berating the president for mentioning something that might have efficacy, and making fun of him. You're not a doctor. What do you know? Etc. You're going to kill people with this quack remedy. Well, it turns out we already know it's very safe, so nobody's going to be killed with hydroxychloroquine, because millions of Americans have already taken it successfully. Went to Vietnam for malaria, not for virus, but it apparently works against multiple things. Anyway, this looks promising, Richard. And by the way, the other thing that's promising, have you noticed, Richard, I've been arguing this line that you know the same as everyone else does. Every year has a flu season, right?
Right.
And everybody in large numbers, this is something maybe we didn't realize. When the flu season comes around, some smaller percentage of us get sick. And I never really thought about this until this flu, this Chinese virus. It does appear that many, many more of us actually have the virus, gets into our system, and it doesn't go anywhere, because the miracle cure that's in there, in you and me and all the rest of us, and anybody who doesn't have this immune system, you're not hearing this radio show because you're dead.
Let me ask you this, Phil. Let me ask you this before I run out of time.
Yeah.
You mind if I... Now, Dr. Deagle is literally probably the most renowned whistleblower in American history. He's risked his life, his honor, and all that duty and everything. So it sounds like... I'm not trying to be contrarian or argue with you or try to defeat your argument, but it sounds like you'd rather ignore what he's contributing to mankind and go with a product that basically has side effects too, and we have to go through the pharmaceutical industry to get it administered. So why not go with Deagle's?
Now, Richard, no, I'm all on board with you, brother. And when I, you know, apparently hydroxychloroquine really doesn't have any, you know, there are no bad side effects. It's a really safe drug. It's like right there with aspirin. So the magic word in there, when I hear that chloroquine, chloro means it's got chlorine in it, and chlorine is, of all the medicines we take that are effective, chlorine is very toxic, and it including is very toxic to viruses and to bacteria. So that's why,
right.
You know,
but
chlorine,
if you take too much of it, right?
Yeah,
but see, what I'm hearing is a lot of people tend to sometimes might overdose, and when I say side effect, you got to take it in measured doses, and you got to be careful. With Deagle's product, if we could just get a groundswell and everybody start talking about it, then the government would have to contract him, and he could just fly over large swaths of areas in this thing. Why not go with that?
This is, but now here's what, Dr. Deagle can do, and, you know, anybody who comes up with a brilliant new idea, and that's what America is all about. Get that thing out there, get a test out there, and, you know, to test it up and prove it, and the market will be there. It'll explode. One of the things that's great about Donald Trump, this is good news for Dr.
It's already in effect.
Well, hang on.
James, it's already in effect. It's already got all the patents. It's already ready to go. He's using it on other patients on a smaller level. You can use it on a macro level or a micro level.
Here's the good news for Dr. Deagle. Donald Trump, right now, he's fast-tracking all kinds of remedies, medical equipment. He is the one who pioneered the right to try law, so that we've had an FDA and various other agencies, Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health, who they have punished anybody who innovated, anybody who brought up a new cure or device. They made it illegal, and they put people in jail, and they fined them out of business. Donald Trump has ended that emphatically. Here's the good news for all the Dr. Deagles of the world, every innovator and experimenter. This is your chance. This is your presidency. If you've got something that works, Donald Trump is going to make sure you don't get put in jail for trying it. And so you're going to get it. And if it does work, Donald Trump is going to blast through all the red tape and the bureaucratic slobs who have prevented innovation in America. And that's what he was talking about with the cars just a moment ago. He said, come on, wake up, car company executives. Stop being politically correct. So Donald Trump he's going to open the way here for all innovators, Dr. Deagle included. And I'm not against what he's doing. It's just I'm, ignorant. I'm ignorant of whatever his success he has had.
Well, allow me to assert this then.
Yeah.
Okay, for the sake of time, Dr. Deagle has been trying to reach President Trump for months now, and he has a man that worked with John F. Kennedy 60 years ago. And they've been but they have that wall that won't let him get through. Now, he's been in contact with the White House, and he's got the product ready to go. I mean, Dr. Deagle is probably the most prominent doctor on the planet, literally. I've checked him out for for a decade, but he can't break through. Maybe you, as his cousin, can break through for him because the product is ready.
Well,
I'm
telling you, this is the moment for all innovators. You know, I'm giving you a blanket pronouncement here. It's true. Is that whether you get directly to Donald Trump or not, he is setting the pace and the rules, and he is slapping down these too big for their britches bureaucrats who have suppressed innovation. You know, they've made it hard for health food. I used to be involved. Well, I guess I still am. But health food companies and health food stores, they got harassed by the FDA and so on, et cetera. Donald Trump is done with that. But listen, Richard.
We need to get it done right now.
All right,
now.
Thanks for putting that word out, Richard. And love you, brother. We'll talk to you later. We'll be right back, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
But we're back, folks. And we've got another caller in Chicago. Gary or Jerry, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you much. It's Jerry, and thanks for taking my call. Listen, you were talking earlier about that hydroxychloroquine. Hey, listen, anybody that is not on the man-made chemical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical dope, that is high costly and doesn't do anything but treat and cause other problems, if they're on that and over 50% of the American public is on that type of dope, this stuff could kill you. And when he mentioned Dr. Deagle, if Deagle has something, I'm going to tell you something right now. It is 100% all natural, stuff out of the ground, stuff off the barks, leaves, things like that. And it's not going to hurt you. And Deagle has been selling this kind of stuff for years. There's other places out there that does the same thing, like Deagle. And they're ostracized from the medical community.
Well,
so
okay.
If Deagle's got something, he ought to call the White House and say, hey, listen, I got a cure for this thing, and I got it right now. The Trump presidency will actually take that phone call and listen to what he has to say.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm hearing you, Jerry. Now, let me just mention here on the hydroxychloroquine, and I still can't remember the antibiotic that's administered in conjunction with hydroxychloroquine. There are some, I hear what you're saying about the poor people that are, you know, taking prescriptions, you know, by the handful, and that can create something that's called iatrogenic medicine, where you're actually, instead of helping people, you're hurting them. And that violates the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, first do no harm. Many doctors violate that, but there are things that modern medicine has produced that are amazing, that are very good. And I'll give you my first and foremost example. You and I might be alive today because of this. I don't take any drugs at all. Never have. I've never had a prescription written for me in my life. I don't, I mentioned the flu. I don't recall ever having the flu. I've never had a flu shot. I'm not sure what the flu actually feels like. I don't know whether I've ever had it. I just eat healthy food the way our ancestors did. We didn't have all this. You know, we've been around for a long time before anybody was writing prescriptions or, you know, walking around in white jackets telling us how to live. But let me tell you, I'll mention one right here, right now, that is a miracle drug that has kept many of us alive. I would include myself. And that is penicillin. Penicillin was a miracle of medical invention. And I'll give you an example.
It was a miracle because it was a miracle because of the way they found it, but it's still 100% all natural and happens every single day on Earth.
Okay, that's a good point. You make a good point. You make a good point there, but let me explain to the audience here how dramatic that is. In George Washington's time, you know, when there was not much of anything that you could call medicine in the 18th. Yeah, turpentine. Well, yeah, the best medicine they had was, you know, Johnny Walker or whiskey. you know what, Jerry, we're running out of time here. But, hey, listen, we had fun. And, of course, you're always got a rain check to come back. I love your calls. Anyway, folks, we'll be back here in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night. See you then.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Starbucks.